right. That was some Vargrav. I tried to create, I don't know, for this first show, some kind of thematic ties, or at least some kind of, you know, consistency between songs, just to kind of give it something interesting. So this one was an album that came out, I don't know, a year and a half ago, Finnish, and it's got, I forget the name of the actual, let's see, the actual person, V. Chaos, that's his name. So he's sort of the person behind Vargrav. And on this latest one, he had enlisted the help of some of the Moonsorrow folks. And honestly, I think it really gave it, I mean, I like his prior albums, but this one really kind of honed that epic kind of Viking folk sound and kind of counterbalanced some of the more symphonic, you know, kind of goofy flourishes that he has, which honestly on this album are beautiful. I mean, the first song kind of sounds like something off of the Harry Potter movies or something in a good way. And so before that, I played some Moonsorrow. So there's that connection there, off of their, I think it's their first album, Sud and Uni. It's the second song. Will not even try to butcher the Finnish on that. But I kind of stand a little bit, I guess, against what most of the consensus is with Moonsorrow. I think a lot of people really like their later stuff, you know, where they really got epic and most of their songs are, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes long. And I really like this, their first album. I think they really came out the gate with like some incredible Viking metal that I think is up there with, you know, I mean, it's not quite the same as like a Bathory or a Windir, but, you know, I think as with most great bands, you know, they kind of have their own sound and, you know, they don't quite sound like anyone else. So that was Moonsorrow before that. And then before that was the Titan Blood, the new album from them this year. The song was Strangling Visions. It was from the album From the Visceral Abyss, their last album, apparently. I think they went out with a pretty great album after the, in my opinion, disappointing previous one. I still think that their album Death is kind of insane, and I don't think anyone will make an album quite like that. So I wasn't expecting them to top it, and I think that they did a good job with this last one. I think it kind of kept that chaos that they're known for, but, you know, maybe reeled it in a little bit, kind of like their last album, and just gave it a little more, I guess, atmosphere. I don't know what I would call that. Anyway, we're kind of reaching the end here. I've got about 10 more minutes, so for those who've been listening, thank you. I'm going to play us out with a 10-plus minute track, which may end up getting cut off depending on who comes after me. But this is from a band, Treldom. They put out a god-awful album last year. It was their return after a couple of decades, and instead of, you know, putting out a, you know, what they're known for, which is pretty straightforward, you know, arctic, very cold, straightforward black metal, they decided to go the experimental route and put out, I don't even know what you would call what they put out last year. And I like experimental stuff, and I thought that it was embarrassing. So I don't know what, you know, you go on rateyourmusic.com and, you know, it's got a really high rating. So I don't know what the hell people are listening to, but I'm not going to play something off of that. I'm going to play something off of their album from 18 years ago now, their prior album, Till Min. So this is a song called Steg, and it's really great, straightforward, repetitive black metal. And then depending on whether or not someone comes in after me, maybe I'll just let the whole album play out and go into this kind of strange instrumental after. So thanks again for those who have been listening. This was my first show, Through the Moonless Night. I'm going to be playing every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. for the foreseeable future. I might switch over to Mondays come, I don't know, September, somewhere in that range. But for now, I will be on Thursday nights, and I'll be playing metal every night. So thanks again, everyone, and have a good night.
Gundam.